Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The House of Representatives this evening approved a short-term funding bill one day before the federal government runs out of money. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on Congress scrambling as the deadline approaches to avoid a shutdown.
The House approved a bill extending current funding levels for federal agencies through February 18th. House Appropriations Chair Rosa DeLauro says the legislation gives more time to get a deal on a full-year spending bill.
I believe this agreement allows the appropriations process to move forward toward a final funding agreement that addresses the needs of the American people.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where a small group of Republicans could delay a vote over their opposition to the Biden administration's requirements for employees at private companies to get vaccinated or tested regularly. Congress needs to send the stopgap legislation to President Biden to sign before midnight on Friday to avoid a government shutdown. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Texas, a new medical abortion limitation law has gone into effect. It makes it a felony for an abortion provider in Texas to prescribe abortion-inducing medication after the seventh week of pregnancy and prohibits sending the pills through the mail. NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
The new state law limits access to self-managed medication abortion to just the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. That narrows the window allowed by the federal government by 3 weeks. This early pregnancy ending process requires the taking of two different pills 1 to 2 days apart. According to Texas data, it's the most common abortion method in the state. The new abortion limitation joins another new Texas law, which bans nearly all abortions done by doctors after just 6 weeks. That's often before a pregnancy is even suspected. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The United Nations is appealing for a record $41 billion to provide humanitarian assistance to 183 million of the world's most vulnerable people in the coming year. Lisa Schlein reports these beneficiaries are among a total of 274 million people who will need emergency aid and protection in 2022, according to the UN.
Hundreds of millions of people are facing multiple threats from long-lasting conflicts, political instability, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. The UN reports 45 million people are at risk of famine worldwide. One of the most alarming emergencies is in northern Ethiopia's embattled Tigray province. 5 million people there are suffering from acute hunger, with 400,000 on the brink of famine.
Lisa Schlein reporting. The number of people applying for first-time unemployment claims rose last week, even though the job market has been rebounding from last year's pandemic recession. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose 28,000 to a seasonally adjusted 222,000. You're listening to NPR News. Millions of tons of plastic waste are going into the ocean every year. And according to a new report commissioned by Congress, the U.S. needs a new national strategy to combat it. As NPR's Lauren Sommer reports, the U.S. creates more plastic waste than any country in the world.
Per capita, each American produces 286 pounds of plastic per year. Some of those food containers, plastic bags, and packaging end up in the ocean, where it harms marine life. Seabirds have been found with stomachs full of plastic bits. A new report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine says the U.S. needs a national policy to deal with it. That includes reducing plastic use by switching to biodegradable materials. The American Chemistry Council, which represents plastics manufacturers, says that would raise costs for consumers. Packages could also be designed for easier recycling. Many can't be recycled today since they mix several kinds of plastic. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Cereal plant workers and management at Kellogg's have reached a tentative agreement that will give the 1,400 workers a 3% raise and end a nearly two-month-long strike. The five-year deal with the workers' union also includes cost-of-living adjustments and maintains the workers' current health benefits. The deal covers workers at all four of Kellogg's plants who've been on strike since early October. They will vote on the new contract this weekend. Wall Street sharply higher by the close, the Dow gaining 617 points, the Nasdaq up 127, S&P 500 up 64. This is NPR News.